Shir Ramad Shthiri the Shir and Shabbos Av Kislev Etop Shema Zayin Rosh Chodesh Kislev November 23, 1976
on Tuesday. They continue. Okam in Kenya, the Kibel Pot. We discussed it a little bit. So, in other words, if let's say, if Ruvain throws a ball, and then Shimon is Mikablet. So, if Shimon is in the Kenya, and is Mikablet in a passive way, so then Ruvain is Chay. Because then Shimon's Kabbalah is a Maisit Stabe Baomet. But, Okam in Kenya, if he was Eker, as it was killed the ball from the Avia, so then it means that he was, then it means that the Hanoche was done by Shimon, and the Akira was done by Reuven. So it's time shows. Alright. Now the Rashi. Om Adam Kabel Bimkini Bikibel Chayel Vazirik Potter Azirik Dimlovid Anoch. Because it's Shnayim Shos. Alright, now the Gemara is in Abaye Boi Rabich Zor Atchripet Vineka Rum Bimkini Vichoza Bikibel Ma Maiko Miboyale Om Arabad Barab Shnei Kichis Bode Meachot Ko Miboyale Shnei Kichis Bode Meachot Ko Demeachot Dome Vichayel. Now, last time, we mentioned that there is a diuk from Rashi there on top. So, Rashi says, Oma bin Kenu, Zora Khrifet Vikibre, Achir, Oma dam Kabe bin Kenu, Vikibre, is Chayev Azirik, the Iu Ovad Akira Vanoch. So, Rashi emphasizes, that Oma Dam Kabel bin Kene Vikibe. The implication being that if the Mikabel Shimon would change his position, but then he would manipulate to stretch out his hand and then the ball would fall on his hand, he being passive. So then he would be potter. Only if he changed his position. So why should he be potter? Bishleime when he's kicked Bikirchi from the Avia, then it's Shnayim Shos. So Shimon is the one who does the Anoche, not Reuven. But if, let's say, Reuven threw a ball, and Shimon was standing here, and then Shimon ran very quickly and assumed the position over here, and then he stretched out his hand, and then the ball fell on his hand. He Shimon being completely passive. So then Shimon is not doing the Anoche. So he fulfills the role of him, it's Tabet Aome. So he's completely passive. So why should he be potter? So we said that on the basis of Lechis Machshavos. Now, it's not explicit in Rashi, but it's Machshavos for Rashi. But one thing is clear, I mean, that no one will be chilek amet. Suppose he's killed the ball from the Avia, Then of course Reuven will be potter, even if Shimon doesn't change his position. Let's say Reuven throws the ball, Shimon stands here, and Shimon remains in his position. But instead of remaining passive and accepting the ball, so he's killed up. So then Reuven will be potter, because then in such a case Shimon is doing that noch. So why does Rashi have to say Om Adam Kabei bin Kamei Vikibei? Why only Om Adam Kabel bin Kenei Vikibel? Even, he certainly does not have reference to the case where he was killed. Because if he was killed, even if it's Om Adam bin Kenei, so it would be Potter Reuven. So that means he was passive. So it's mashma that only if Om Adam Kabel bin Kenei, so, and he was passive, then So, Omad Abkhalu became a, and he was passive. So woman is higher. But if he changed his position, Shimon, and he manipulated to accept the ball, to get the ball, that the ball should fall on his hands in a passive way, him being passive, then woman would be potter. Not on the basis of Naim Shosu, but on the basis of Lechaz Machsheres. Now, so in Rashi it's a deal. I mean, you can say that Rashi, it's Rav Davke, that when Rashi says, Omar, Kibu Achet, Omar Dam Kabel, Vikeme, Vikibel, so it's Rav Davke. I mean, the same thing would be if he would change his position and then manipulate that he should accept it in a passive way. But that wouldn't be so usual, so likely, if he changes his position. And then to accept it. If he changes his position, so then it's more likely that in order to get a ball, he would have to be killed from the out. But there is a deal from Rashi. So, but one thing is clear, that where he's killing the ball from the avir, then even if he remains standing in the same position, so Reuven would certainly be potter, because then it would be Shlaim Shosu, so Reuven would be doing the Akire, not Danach. Now, but the Rach mentions this word. The Rach mentions this word. Now look, it's on the other Omid, the Rach. So he says, Zorak v'holcho v'nocho v'sechele shechavir chayim. V'omar rabir yichne. Omar v'mkeime v'kive. Kigei shezorak v'chavir chayim boze. Shenasis machshav. So the Rach explains it on the basis, why is it chayev when it's kibeyo? Because it's nasis machshavte. But suppose he changes his position, Shimon, and then he manipulates, it should fall in his hand, so then it's not nasis machshav. And it's not part of it. The Miri mentions two days in such a case, whether he's hired or he's potter, in a case where Shimon changes his position and then he manipulates to get it in a passive way. Alright. Now the Bayon Gemara. Omar, Boy Rabbechen, Zorak Chayipes, the Necker, Woman came, Vichosa Vikibli Mar, Michael Miboyle, Omar Abadda Barave, Schneekirch is Boy Mechot, come Miboyle. שני קיחס בו למאחות. כל במאחות דומה וחיית, הוא יפיל בו כשני דיוד דומה, הוא פוטר. That's Rashi's gears. And the gears of most Rashi'im, except the Rach. Now the Rambam usually follows the sheet of the Rach, but here he doesn't follow the sheet of the Rach in respect to this Abad. Alright, so our gears is, if let's say, Reuven was very behaviors, and then Reuven was Nekam and Kemei, and then he was Mikabalet. He was Kilvetet from the Ave. So, because of Nekam and Kemei, because of Kibbet. Now, Michael Miboy. So, Shnei Kichel Bode Meachot Kamei Boy. Shnei Kichel Bode Meachot. He's Kirod Meachot Ome. Vichaye. Now, let's see the Rashi. My common boiler, who my sake can make the time a gift there, or with a kill a moch. So, what should be the basis for saying that he should be potter after all? He did a kill and he did a moch. So, he should make the Lord of Damien, who potter. So, whether it is considered Kodom Echodome, so he did a kill and he did a moch, so Mimele, he should be high. Or, no, we say, since it was done for two different mices, so it should be considered as Kishnei Bnei Odom. It's Kishnei Bnei Odom. Dam Yehu Pota. Dehav Rishnayim Shosu. Dehiv Mishalei Niyach HaChifis. Leich. Ad Mikei Hiluchei Velonuach Elo Rotzacho Veikvei Havelei Akirek HaMaise Velo Yanoche. Havelei Akirek HaMaise Velo Yanoche. But the question is this, alright, so Enoch Nami, the Akira Kamaise is the way Anoche. But there is a separate Anoche. The same person did it. So why should he be put? Why should he be put? Now the Rambam, here's Rashi's Girsay, but it seems that the Rambam explained Abai a little differently than than Rashi. Because Rashi emphasizes, Gemara doesn't say that the Ptur, according to the alternative, that it is Shneid Lodom Dome, so the Ptur is of Shneim Shosu. Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says only, Oibimu Kishneid Lodom Dome. That's all. Not Shneim Shosu. But Rashi says, it's the Ptur of Shneim Shosu. The Havli Shneim Shosu. Why Shneim Shosu? Because the Akira Kamaisa does not have Anoche. Fine. So let's ignore that the Anoche is emanating from the Akira Kamaisa. But let him be Mechayev from the basis of his separate act of Anoche when he was killed from the Avia. Now the Rambam, where's Rashi's Girse? Rambam says, Hazeirek, Vinocho Bisichyode Shal Chavere, Imonat Chavere Bimkele, Vikiblo Hazeirek Chay, Shariyoka Vinich, Vimneka Chavere. So the Rambam also says that the Zeirek is Chay, only Imonat Chavere Bimkele Vikiblo. That's where it is. But suppose he's not on a Chavere Bimkele, he's not on a Chavere Bimkele, he changed his position, even though it was Kiblo in the same way, in a passive way. So the Zerik is not high. Shayoka Viniach. Vimneka Chavirim came in Vikiblo is Potter. So that means, even if he wasn't killed from the Avia, as long as Neka Chavirim came in, Vikiblo is Potter. So that has to be explained on the basis that it's not in Lechaz Machsheretz. Where he was killed from the Avia, so even if he remained in the same position, but he just became high, he grabbed it. So that is also Potter. So he's certainly Potter because of Shnayim Shos. Zorak mirot azeret atzmei achar achifes v'kibli b'yode b'yoshus acheres oi chutz la'arba ameis ipota ki ilu nekat achar v'kibli it's kishnei b'yode so memele it's pota but Rashi says so have li shnayim shosu the Rambam says so ki ilu nekat achar v'kibli she'in ha'anoche b'muhe at she'inu achar achifes Bimokim Shohoyolei Lonuar Vei Bishasakir. But not on the basis of Shnayim Shos. Because Shein Hanoche Gmure Achiyunuach Achifetz Bimokim Shohoyolei Lonuar Vei Bishasakir. So the Rambam mentions one time. Alright, so that we understand. That the Hanoche, in other words, the Anoche did not take place in the destined place where it was supposed to take place. Because he manipulated. He grabbed it. So Mimele, She Anoche Gmurat She Nuach Achifet, Bimokim Shehoyle Nuach Bey, Bishasakire. So it's clear that the Rambam doesn't mean Shnayim Shosu. If the Rambam had meant Shnayim Shosu, the Rambam would say Shnayim Shosu. But the Rambam means it's not in Lechaz Machsheretz. There was a separate Maisa Anoche. But since the Anoche did not take place where it was supposed to take place, So in Meile, it's not Melechet Machsheretz, even though there was a separate act of Anoche. But it's not Melechet Machsheretz in the Akira. So, as far as the Anoche itself is concerned, it is certainly Melechet Machsheretz, because he was mischavin to grab it that way, and in that position. But, as far as the Akira is concerned, he cannot be mechuyev merely on the basis of the Anoche, which consisted in a separate act. So he has to be mechuyev on the basis of the Akira too. And in the Akira, it's not in Melechaz Machsheretz. In view of the fact that he didn't rest in the place where it was destined to rest. Had the same person not taken the initiative and grabbing it from that. So according to the Rambam, it's not based upon Melechaz Machsheretz. But, I mean, according to the Rambam, it's based upon Melechaz Machsheretz. It's not based upon the Aloha of Shnayim Shosu. But Rashi says, Kishnei Biyodom Dam Yehupotea, the Havel and Shnaim Shosu, the Chidush of Riniach Achei Fetzleilech, Admoki Menuche, Vilonuach, Elohotza Chalikrei, Havel and Akira Kamaise, Bilo Yanoche. But there is a separate of Akira without Anoche. But there is a separate act of Anoche. So we have to say that the Pshat in Rashi is that the Abaye of the Gemara is whether we can be mitzarei. Now we have Zerik, one form of Itzoye is Zerik, and another form of Itzoye is Mabim. What's the difference between the manner in which the Itzoye of Zrikeis is takes place and the manner in which the Itzoye of Mavir takes place? So when you are Zerik, so the Chifetz that you are Zerik, that you are Mitzi, Mishus HaYochel, Mishus HaRabim, or Daladam, Mishus HaRabim, is detached from the group. And then, in Zerik, so there is no separate act of Anoche and the separate act of Akira. The Anoche emanates from the same act as the act of Akira. If I throw a ball, so when is my act of Akira? When the ball is detached from my hand. And when is my active act of Anoche? Also when the ball is detached from my hand. I'll believe it that my saber is nimshach until it drops. True, but there is only one active act of Itzoy. In other words, the Anoche emanates from the same act as the Akir. Mashenki b'mavir. So if I have a chifetz in my hand, then I make here, or let's say I make my goof, so I tear as goof, I can tear as chifetz, and then I stop, so Anoche as goof, I can Anoche as chifetz, so there is a separate act of Akire, and there is a separate act of Anoche. Now, in this case, where Ruvein threw the ball, and then he was Mekam in Kemei, and he ran quickly and he grabbed the ball. So the Akira is an Akira of Itzoy. The Akira is an Akira of Zrik, of Zerik. The Anoche is Anoche not of Zerik, of Mavia. There is no such Anoche by Zerik. By Zerik, the Anoche of the Zerik emanates completely, exclusively, from the act of Akira. Here, when he grabbed it, there is a separate act of Anoche. So in other words, here we have a combination. Now, they are two ingredients in the Aver of Itzoy, Akira and Anoche. So the Akira is an Akira of Zerik. And the Anoche is Anoche of Mavir. Of Mavir, there is a separate act. So the Shaila is, when the Gemara says, So the question is, but there is a separate act of Anoche. So according to this alternative in the Gemara, we cannot be mitzari an Akira of Zerik and the Anoche of Mavir. Either both the Akires, the Akira and the Anoche are of Zerik, or the Akira and the Anoche are of Mavir. But to be Mitzari, and Akira of Zerik, and the Anoche of Mavir, that is the Shal. Alright. Now, the Rach, now turn to the Rach, and on the dates. Boy Rabir, Zorak here is a different girl. Boy Rabir, Zorak Mineka. Zorak Mineka, woman came in. The Kibbe of Mao. שנמצא הוא שזורק הוא עצמי שקיבל שני כיחס הלולו שזורק ושנעקה וקיבל כשני בני אודום so according to Rashi's gear send gear so for the other shame so is if it's שני בני אודום if it's שני בני אודום so then he's pot so but he says no שזה שני כיחס הלולו שזורק ושנעקה וקיבל כשני בני אודום דומה וחיה או ידיעו מו אפילו הוכה. So it's Kishnei Bnodom, where the second person, the Mikabel, was passive. Or Idil Moa Afil Hoche, or the Mechadu. Lo Yeka Mimokim Zeh, Vihuna Mimokim Acher. Elo Mikei Ma'akire, Ulo Mikei Ma'anoche. Kishneim kodom echodei. We also say now tesis as if a certain mosh. Now let's see the tesis. The last tesis. Tafeyom dalet. Kishneim yodom dome upoter. Shvireis geirich di bishneim yodom poter olish. משלובת כל הנוכה, הוכנה מקים משחות ומילוכי, לא יניח החפץ הולך עשת מקים מילוכי, לא יהבי הנוכה, לא ינוח בקיר חזירי, או ידילמו, קודם איך דומה הולכים דומה להקריב הנוכה חייב, דומה לשניים שעשו, וכך גור נוסיף, כשלב מאוד הם דומה וחייב, דומה ליר עומד במקים וקיבל חייב, והוכנה מקים קיבלו עצמי ולחות מילוכי וחייב, לא יסר דם עכשיו, או ידילמו, קודם איך דומה, הוא פותר. So this expression is not found in the Rach, but this is how Tesis understands the Rach. The Havik Moshe Nei Sei Min Minei Li Smelei. The Afal Pishe Viro Dale Dameis. Afal Pishe Viro Dale Dameis is Spot. Viro Dale Dameis is Spot. In other words, suppose one has very long arms, very long hands, and he stands in the Rishis Rabbi, and he has, let's say, a Chayfetz here, and then he takes it, he doesn't move, but he takes it and he puts it in the other hand. And suppose the distance between this end and that end that they are stretched out in opposite directions is dalet ames. So he will not be high. He will not be high. Now the question is, over there, so he stands in the same position. So there is no akira, there is no anocha, nothing. Mashein came when the person throws a ball and then he runs and he grabs it at another place. So there is anocha, but it was received in the same hand. So, but it's in different ways. Now, one thing is clear. Of course, it's a big chiddush that Rach. But one thing is clear, that now we saw yesterday, I mean the day before yesterday, we saw that there are several shittas. Ligabe Mavir, Vishusarabim, Lemayo Maso, Shechin Hoyo Maisov Nikos. So we have the shita of Tesis Neirev Naflamakimul, and the Miri Neirev, also mentioned that today. And then we have the shita of the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo, and then the Rajbo himself. So the shita of Tesis Neirav Naflam Gimli is the Tameitzi Masal Maile Maso. So when he stops at the end of the Ledames, he must lower the mass, the load. He must lower it to Poches Miut, otherwise he is Potter. Why? Because the Anoche is Mevokim too. Let's say he has it. The Maile Maso, he stops. Even though he makes a Maisa Anoche's Gufei. So, but it's Lamayel Masoro, or on the shoulder, it's Lamayel Masoro, so he's part. And the only Halalfuse from Masak Nikos is that even though it was carried over the Rishis Rabin, Lamayel Masoro, so he's still high. But the Anoche has to be Lamato Masoro. Then the Shita of the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo, is the other extreme. So they say that even if Lidoni, let's say, even if the one stands in a certain position, and then the rabbi can still, he has his hand, Lemayel Maso, and the rabbi puts it, he's also high. So the sheet of the Rabbi, we explain the sheet of the Rabbi, of the Rajbo, that he holds, because Hanochas Gufik, Hanochas Chayfetz. So Hanochas Gufik, Hanochas Chayfetz. So the bit when Yerim Daflamet Gimu mentions the name of Rav Reb Shneya, that the pshat is, that when you stop, so it's considered. And so it's not only the defeat, take a certain position and a certain spot on the karaki, but the feet, the whole goof, and the whole too. But not only when there is a maisa and the chesufei, even when he has been standing the doni. So, and then when he puts it in the hand of the rabbi, he puts it in the hand of the doni, so it's considered as if he put it being ragwap of the doni. Then the Rashboy is ready. The Rashboy doesn't agree with the sheet of faith. If there is a maisa anoche, anochas gufei, so then when a person makes a maisa anoche, so he doesn't make any certain spot, certain position, the karke, so it doesn't mean that he's making a maisa anoche of his feet only. He's making a maisa anoche of his feet, his goof, and the load, on the same spot. So in other words, so the anochi is, so it's considered that there is a maisa anochi on the karke, bin rabbi. Mashenke, if there is no maisa anochi, he's just standing in a certain, on a certain spot. And so, and then the balabais puts it in his hand, so it's not, the mailam yud, so it's not considered as if he put it bin rabbi. Now, so one thing is clear. One thing is clear, that the Rach does not agree with the Shita of the Rabbeisa of the Rashba. Because if he had agreed with the Shita of the Rabbeisa of the Rashba, so Mimele, why should he say that in the case we are moving through the ball, and then he went quickly, and then he grabbed it at a different place, so Sahavalei, Kimoshenese, Miminele, Smele. But according to Rabbeisa of the Rashba, so when he grabs it, So it is considered al-Pedin as if the Anocha took place on the Karke where he's standing. He assumed a certain position on the Karke, the new place, the new position. So then when he grabs it, when the ball comes in his hand, so it's considered as if the ball had dropped to the spot on the Karke where he assumed the position. So of course, the Rach doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rabbeis of the Rashba. But even so, it is difficult. Well, how is it considered? Kishenesim minilis mele. So since the Rach does not agree with the Shita of the Rabbeis of the Rashba, and when there is no Maisa Anochi, so of the good faith, so then it's not considered that the Chifetz is Noch bin Rabbo. So mele, if Ruven through the ball, and then he runs quickly, and he assumes a certain position, and he already remains standing. And then, as he is in a standing position, the new position, in a standing position, the new position, he grabs the ball. So Mimele seems there is no Maisa Anoch at the time when he grabs the ball. So that means that the ball is not Noch Beragla. But where is the ball? Where is the Moke of the Anoche? His hand. So Mimele, that means, so it's not the spot upon which, the karke upon which his feet stand, is the hanoche of the ball. The became hanoche is the hand. And since it was nekar also from his hand, so mimele, it is considered like meisim miminel ismail. So in other words, because the became hanoche is the hand, not the place where the person stands. This is the pshat in the Rach. All right. Now, Omer Avod ben Rabbi Yechon, in the morning. Omer Avod ben Rabbi Yechon. Hich nisyodin yitzei chotza chavere. Vikibu mekshomim vehei tzichai. Maski for Rav Zeire. Malu yitin lechavere, malu yitin lishomai. Yim lo ovid akire. So the more assumed that Rav Zeire assumed that Rav Yechon has reference to the case where by itself Mimele the Kshomi dropped into his hands, the Meik Kshomi. So Mimele, he didn't do any Akira, he was passing. So Yimara says, not that he was passive Elokolat, where Bikeche, he was killing the mind. So he was killing the mind, so Gimore, in other words, so Gimore assumed that he was killing the mind from the avir, as the rain was dropping, so he was scaling to his hand. Now the avir is certainly not a mocking down of the avir. So Rabin Akira Malgabi mocking down the leke. Omarav Chie Breed Ravune came Shikolat Malgabi Akesa. Not that he was scaling the rainwater from the avir as it was raining, but he was scaling it from the case as it was dripping down from the case. So I'll have a case of Namibolinoch, but it was in a state of motion, of dripping down. So you have to be careful from Mokinoch. Kido Marobe or Rabbe, the case of Nishupe, where it's in his land. Hochaname, the case of Nishupe. So it was Noch. So it was Noch. Veichit Madarobe, Ahodit Nas. Ho, Yokir, the same Peralaskup. Alaskup. So he was holding, I mean, the sefer was in the form of a scroll. So in other words, so one end of the scroll was in his hand, so it's not going to be up. And then it started to roll down. When it's now that's even the other, he did it, so he can roll it back to him. Now, here the sefer, calls one of Shalem Asim Kinyila. When it's now that's even the other, the Rishi Echad the other, did it, so he was in the air of making love, he's Kupas Karmelis. Kinyila, you have the Dalit, you should say Rabbi Miveres Lefonov, do you know how cool a מיליודי ומחדרלי משזרב לסקופו להפחיל ופחת עשי היל כחש לדרי שיחוד ביודי ואין כאן הכיר in other words he is on the scoop on the countless so even if it, if the, the Megillah had had been detached completely from his hand it would even if it hadn't been a good ביודי so and then he would pick it up so ממילא so there is no חיל חטוס because he's made senior shusarabim to a kamles. So even if it hadn't been agudah biyode, it would only be osam drabonon. So now that it's agudah biyode, so it's good. He'll kachash to the reishiach of biyode, ve'in kanakire, apilu mishim shvus namelik ozer. Ho yokere b'reish agak, v'nizgal ko asif ha biyode. Atchol higia liyutvochim, so gilly etzlet. So in other words, so it's a mokim tour. Mishigiyam yitvochim is not allowed to roll it back to him, even though it's a good biyode, one end of the scroll is in his hand, but with Rabbanon it's also so in the reishe, so even if it hadn't been a good biyode, it would only be in his Rabbanon. Mashiach in the same way, so if it hadn't been a good biyode, so then if the scroll had been completely detached from his hand, so then you would pull it back, then it would be really tzoye. So melee, in the case where it's a good of the other, where one end of the scroll is in his hand, so it's also a so, but, in order to prevent bizoy in Kisra Kedesh, so he has to turn it over. Heifche laksa. Vabinove, amai heifche laksa. So, why shouldn't he be allowed to pull it back? Holy noch. So Mimele, even if it hadn't been a good biyode, it wouldn't, there wouldn't be any Israelite. So now that it's a good biyode, it should be muta lechatchila. V'yomarove b'keisel mishup. So here too, we are dealing with keisel mishup. So eima, so you know, eima domarove b'seifer dove d'naich. So in other words, so if it's an islam, if the keisel is mishupe, so then it holds on to the keisel. Mashenki, my has a tendency to drip down. So even if it's Mishipua, so it will not adhere to the Kesa. So why is it high? Why is it high? Eino domarov v'bisir v'naich, mayim yavir v'naich, elo marov. So when do we say that he's high v'mayim v'mitshomim, kigein shekilit malda v'gume, so that way, so he pulls no gume pshite. So the Gemara says, "The teretz ma'ur teime ma'im al gabim ma'im al anochiu komashim." The as the rov litamei, the omar rov the ma'im al gabim ma'im hain anochosam. Egis al gabim ma'im lav hain anochosam. Lav hain anochosam. Now let's see Rashi. Who the kid is a kashrus a yochin? It's called a tivon yodin reishach yodin. Actually, he was a tachte. Yehuda tachtein shavah v'shisarabim gil etzle. Yehuda yudah som gilay. Because Rabbonim shimshus yichadei biyodi. Oteich nosat biyodi kule. Dulayse diyichach yuvet reis. Hitch laksav ksov letzarakeisel. Vacholo klapa v'shisarabim shel imuta al krab bizoy. Volinoch v'mayo som gil etzle. Mishupe beilut numato umeicham umaylo. Dinoch leyaleise shepua. Now here there is a machlekes between Teisves and Rambam. Teitzah says, "Because the Mishupa Eimer read the Ayrek against Sharabi Mikatrin Olo, the Havre Rishus Arabi. Otherwise, it's not the Rishus Arabi. But the Ramban is Chalik. He said, if it's a case of Mishupa, so it's like the Gemore of Zorak, Vitor Bifanel is Chal. So it's Chalik Pnei Abu. So it's the Havre Rishus Arabi. So it does not have to be Rabbi Mikatrin Olo." And then the Rashba mentions the Machlekes, and the Rashba is Machriya like Teisves. Now what's the Machlekes between Teisves and Rambam? because Tesves Shita is that where it's Meshupe, and then something can be placed on that Chipua. So the male is considered as a Moki Misuye. So it's considered as a Gav. Now, if it is considered as a Moki Misuye and as having a Gav, so the male is Kevea Mishus Bifni Atzmei. But if it is Rabbi Mechatinolov, so it's like Omutes for Rabbi Mechatinolov, it becomes Bottle to the Mishus Arad. But if it's not Rabbi Mechatinolov, then it's Kevea Mishus Bifni Atzmei. That's the Shite. That's the shite of Tesis. And the Ramban shite is no. Case of Mishupe, if it's a case of Mishupe, so then he does not have a din. He does not have a din of Imoki Misuye, case of Mishupe. So he has the same din like the Pnei Halevino. Like Pnei Halevino. So if Zorak, he drew a Shmeino, and he stole it from the Eo, so he's Chayek. Even though it's not Rabbi Mechatan, so then it's considered like Avir. Like the Avir is just a Rabbi. There's a Machlek. Alright. Now, Mishupe Benet Mato Meitzel Nairo, the Nochle Alezi Shipua. Mi Avinu the Nairo, the Dova Sheyesh Oteir, Mare the Teir. Lav Hanan Choso, the Tevei, Akirose Akire, the Maite Vozle, Komash Milon, the Hainan Choso, the Akirose Akire. So what, how does Ash explain it? Mare the Teir, Mare the Mare the Mare. Lav Hanan Chosomi, Komash Milon. So what does Rashi say? Why should I say that it's not Nakire? Because you're neither was. Komashmon the Haina Lechoson, Vakiros Nakire. Now the Miri mentions two shittes. The Miri mentions that Mayim al Gabi Mayim is considered Anoche only when the Mayim is Nigum. But if the Mayim is Nikirin al Gabi Karake, then it's not considered Anoche. And then the Yesh Chayukin, he says that even if the Mayim is Nikirin al Gabi Karake, so it's also considered as Noch. Now, Rashi's Loshin, it's not explicit, but from Rashi's Loshin, it's Mashma, that he agrees with the Yesh Chayuk in the Miri. Because he says, Mal Yitayne, Lav Hayne HaNechoso, Viteva Akirose Akire. Akirose Akire. The whole Naidivad. So in other words, so according to Rashi, the Gemara is dealing with what kind of water? Flowing water. And then Komashmilon Dahayna Lechosim. Not that it's not Naida Vazle. But even though it's Naida Vazle, it's flowing water, still it's considered Anoche. Why? Because that's the natural state of water. So in other words, even if something is in motion, but if motion is the natural state of that object, so then it's considered Noch. Then it's considered Noch. That's the shita of the Yesh Chayukim. Mashenke in the first portion in the Miri, he says only the Mayim are Nigum. But if the Mayim are Nigum al Gabi Karke, even though that's the natural state of water to flow, it's not considered Noch. So in other words, the first Loshin merely holds that it has to be Mamesh Noch. Mashen Kein, if it's Mayim, if the Mayim is Nigumo, then it's not considered Noch. Alright, according to science, so there is always motion. But when you have the Mayim in Nigumo, so then the motion is not even visible. So Al-Bedin, it's not considered as motion. I mean, according to science, so every object is the state of motion. Because the molecules and the atoms and the electrons keep on moving, but it's not considered, this is not something that is visible to the eye. So melee, it's not considered al-pedin to be in motion. So melee, even water in the gumo, so it's hardly visible to the eye, the motion of the water in a gumo, so it's hardly visible to the eye. So melee, it's not considered to be emotion is considered more. Mashain came if it's nigilim al gabi karke, and then it's visibly moving, flowing water, so the melee, then it's not considered more. But the other, the yeshchelkin, they hold that where the motion is the natural state, so then it's considered more. Then it's considered more. Alright. Now, going up. very well. Egg is bichli. Egg is bichli. Vaz the rabbi tamei. You want to go be mari, mal gabe mari, mahi na nechoso. Egg is al gabe mari, ma vay nechose. Boy rabbi, egg is bichli. Uchli tzofa gabe mari. Uchli tzofa gabe mari. Bosak egg is azlinon vo naayech. Od yomu bosak kli azlinon vo naayech. Dinayech. Teiku. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything on this. No. So what's the plain pshat? I mean, without tasteless, so taste says, Kiderach shoyu b'mishpum atzim chafetzim liodom. But without any rishayim. So one would say that the pshat in the Gemara is, egg is b'chli, u'chli tzof al gabimayim. Because when you put an egg in a kele, and the kele is floating on the river, on the water, so the egg is, relative to the kele, the egg is in a state of rest. Relative to the mayim, it's not in a state of rest. I mean, it's relative to the, in relation to the kele, it is in a state of rest because it doesn't move away from the kele. But relative to the mayim, it is in a state of motion. So do we consider it from the point of view of its relation to the kele? So maybe it's noch, or we consider it from the point of view of its relation to the mayim. Now, shemen shetzof al gabiyai, machlekes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri de Rabbon. Titnan, shemen shetzofo gabi yayin. In other words, suppose you have shemen that is sofo gabi yayin. And Tesis points out, as far as this Abai is concerned with Abi Shabbos, it doesn't make any difference whether shemen shetzofo gabi yayin or shemen shetzofo gabi mayin. Because the Gemara mentions the Mishneh that deals with Trumos and Mele, there it has to be al gabi yayin. But as far as its own is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. So suppose shemen is sof al gabi yayin or any liquid, and then someone was aka at the shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. We all kara shemen v'tzil shus rabim v'abin al gabi mayim in Shabbos avin mitrum v'sagin l'noket yayin. So is it considered aka memokim noch, or it's not considered aka memokim noch? So what is the toll of the shayla? What is the shayla? In other words, it has to be noch. I'm a certain noch. Now, so if the shemen and the yayin constitute one unit, so mainly it's like an upper layer of water on top of a lower layer of water. And so you can say that, let's say, when you have a lot of water, a big volume of water lying on the karaki, so you cannot say that only the lowermost layer of water is noch on the karake, and the uppermost layer of water is noch on the lower, on the lower layer of water. It's not like that. It's one mass of water. So the whole mass of water is lying on the karake. If there is chibur between the shemen and the yayin, or the shemen and the mayin, so it's one mass of a certain liquid. So And where is it lying? It's lying either al gabi karaka or al gabi kele here. Shem shetzof al gabi yayin. So it is not on the mokim. But if there is no chibur between the shemen and the yayin, so that means the yayin is noch on the kele. But the shemen is noch on the yayin. And the yayin is not in mokim. So maybe it's not considered in mokim noch. And it can be mokim noch. So this is how the Gemara applies the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan Mir and Rabban. In other words, the machlekes is whether there is chibur between shemen and yayin or not. So it's not shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. We know that tfuliyin b'shemen. Now the halacha is that it tfuliyin. So if he touches truma, so the truma becomes a shlish. So the tfuliyin has the same potential as the shemen l'tumah. So just as a shenel itumek touches and a truma, so the truma becomes a shlishi and becomes posel. So if it tulyein touches a truma, so it also becomes a shlishi. So suppose the shemen is sof al gabi yayin, We know that Tumayim B'Shemen, and the Yayin is Yayin Shal Tumo. So, Loiposal Shemen Bilvad, because the Rabbanon hold that there is no Chibo between the Shemen and the Yayin. So it's not considered as one unit, as one mass of Yayin. So it's, there is no Chibo. So in other words, the Shemen is Shemen and the Yayin is Yayin. What did the Tulyim touch? The Tulyim touched the Shemen. They didn't touch the Yayin. So Mimele, the Yayin does not become possible, does not become Mishlish. So what's the Shaykhah here? So now it's according to the Rabbanon that there is no Chibur. So Mimele, the Shemen is Al-Gabi Yayin. So that means that only the Yayin is in the Kele or Al-Gabi Kalke. But the Shemen is lying on the Yayin, and the Yayin is not Imokin. Is not Imokin. So that the Shemen could be considered Nochal. The case where you have a lot of yayin, say, and the tulyim will touch just the top, the surface of the yayin. So you wouldn't say that the bottom layer of the yayin, and in the shulayim of the keli of the chovyes, does not become possible. It's one mess of yayin. So here too, if there is chibur, so it's one mess. All right. Machlik avichim rabbanitan. Shemesh shotum shpoch av yayin shotum atulyim kesa satrum natir abi vomes. We post Hashem Yovaru v'shin echibah zo ezeh v'shem imposlo ezeh v'lo itomi hilkach we post l'yayim hilkach post l'yayim v'shabes nama ha'veki dover achir ha'tzov ha'mayim dilav ha'yna nechosei. Now, this seems to be the Gemara Sabaye, when the Gemara says Eges v'chli yuchli tzov al-gabi mayim, so the Abaye is whether we have to consider it from the point of view of the relation of the Eges to the Kele, so it's mistake of rest, or we have to consider it from the point of view of the relation of the Eges to the mind, so it's mistake of rest. But the Rambam says something else. Alright. So, if he was Eikia Mayi, Malgabi Gumo, so then he's Chayev because he's Eikia Motinoch. Avol Moyo Krit Sof Malgabi Mayi, U Peres Bisichakri, U Poshat Yode Velokach Na Peres Vehitzi Potter. Sharelu Nochu Ha Peres Algabi Oretz. We need so. So he passes Likule. So the alternative. So, how do. What's the claim shot? I mean, in the Gemara, according to the alternative that he's potter. But the Gemara says that was acquiesced in on Golol Nayer, deny it. So what does it mean? That because it's not completely in a state of rest. Relative to the Kli, it's in a state of rest. But relative to the Mayim, it's in a state of motion. So in other words, because it's not in a state of rest. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, "Avul moyo kli tzof al gabi mayim upeiras b'sechakli poshat yoreh lokach na peiras v'itz potah sha'alei nochu ha'peiras al gabi yoretz v'mintzo shalo yo'okar me'al gabi mokim abo v'im tzorich le'imari moyo ha'peiras sopin al pni ha'mayim v'itziyom shehu potah." So the Rambam says, why do we say eges b'sechakli kli al gabi mayim is potah? Because it's not that dalet al dalet. Why doesn't the Rambam say? Because it's in a state of motion. It's not in a state of rest. So we have to say, now, what's the other pshat in the Gemara? The ordinary pshat in the Gemara. So it is that the shaila in the Gemara is whether we have to consider it from the point of view of the relation of the egis to the kele, so it's in a state of rest, or we have to consider it relative to the mayim, so it's in a state of motion. So apparently, that's the Abaye. So apparently, according to the Rambam, as long as relative to the Kele, it's in a state of rest, so then it's considered to be Noch. It doesn't have to be Noch relative to everything. As long as relative to the Kele, it's Noch, so it's considered Noch. But why should we say that he's Potea? Because he has to be Eikir from a tangible place, in a tangible market of Arba al Arba. So Memele, Mayim is not a tangible place, just as Avir is not, that we see from the Gemara, that Avir is not considered a tangible place. So Moyes Dikashe, Dafei, Omadalet, the third line from the end of the Omid, Robino Nakiram al Gabi Mokim Dalet. Because Moyes thought that he grabbed the rainwater from the Avir as the rain was coming down. So Avir is certain, that goes without saying, that Avir is not considered a tangible place. Is not considered a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. So Avir, air that he gets, but water is more substantial than Avir. It's a liquid. So the Rambam Shita is that just as Avir is not considered a tangible place in Mokim Dalet al Dalet, so Mayim, a liquid, is not considered a tangible place in Mokim, a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. Only a solid thing is considered a Mokim Dalet al Dalet. Also, then you ask, so why is it Ma'al Tabi Mayim? So he is higher. The answer is, since it's one mass of water, so it's not only the lowermost layer that is lying on the karke. It's one mass of water that is lying on the karke. The karke is certainly a solid thing, a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. Mashein kein water. So when the kele is on the water, so then it's not a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. But this is the Rambam sheet. But the question is, what the Gemara says, was a kli as lino volenayach? So the Gemara says, was a regis as lino volenayach, or itiuma was a kli as lino volenayach, denayach. So it's not a shaile whether it is was a kli as lino, was a regis as lino, The shayla is whether mayim liquid is considered a tangible makim or not. That's the shayla. So we have to say that according to the Rambam, so this, when it says so it means the keli itself is dalet al dalet. It's not a small keli, but the keli itself is dalet al dalet. So mimele, so there is dalet al dalet in that is tangible place. The question is, when you have a keli, that the keli that is dalet al dalet. But the keli is placed on water, is it considered to be munach, an intangible place, because the keli itself is tangible, or since the keli is placed on the water, and the water is not tangible, so mele, the Aegis is not resting on a tangible mokim either. Now let's take another case. All right. Suppose there is a helicopter. A helicopter can stand in one place in the air, in the avia. So suppose as the helicopter is standing in the avia in one place, and there is a chifetz on the helicopter, and then he'll be aikir. The chifetz that is lying on the helicopter as the helicopter is standing in the avir, in one place, at rest. Or let's say he'll throw a chifetz and it will fall on the helicopter that is standing at rest in the avir. So then you can ask the same question. Over there it's certainly avir. You see, mayim, so that's the Rambam Shita, that mayim is not considered a tangible place. But avir is certainly not a tangible place. That's Gemara Mefureshes, Dafei Yom Dalet. So that's the Shaila. Is it considered to be munach, an intangible place, because after all the helicopter is a tangible place? Or since the helicopter is tolu be'avir, so it's not considered munach, an intangible place of Mokim Dalet Dalet. This is the Abaye, according to the Rambam. So this is why the Gemara says, Bosareges azlinon vonayech, oidilma bosakuri azlinon, and the kele is mutal, and the mayim is not in mokim dalet al dalet, so voloi nayech. So take. I'm sorry, I have to make a very important point.
Shulam Ralf and Shabbos Kinder Kislev Tov Shalom Zion, November 25th, 1976, and Thursday.
Tisves Taf Hamad Bay. So it's the Sifra Lascupe. Vim Tema. Urobe the 13, the Lord goes up the Karamel is Zerle Zere, Kabulita Haide Machte. So there is a Machlek with an Abay and Rob. Now, there is a Loche that Liam Yodam Bishisayochi, Yishim Bishisarabi. Or Liam Yodam Bishisarabi, Yishim Bishisayochi. In other words, if he wants to drink from a pail with water, so he shouldn't stand in the Rishus Ayochi and drink in the Rishus Arabi. Because of the Xayra, maybe he'll draw the Kehle towards him. So it's Xayra. So there's a machlek with an Abaye and Rove, whether one can stand in the Rishus Ayochi and drink in the Carmels. So Abaye says yes. But and Rove says no, since in Rishus Rabim itself, it's only Osa Batzal Kheire, so Mimele, in the Karmeles, the Chachomim will not gaze at one Zeir on top of another Zeir. On top of another Rabot. So Teis says the Kashi, so Teis says assume that the Haloche of Hoya Kheire be safe there on the Skupe, in his Kalba Sifu Yodi Gil, the Etzlei, so it's only in connection with the Seifa, with Kisvei Akedesh, because of the topic of Kisvei Akedesh. Otherwise, he's not allowed to begin a letzer. So, Vim Teima, Urobe Vifirkin, because of the Karmel, Zerle, Gavli Tzachai Vimachte, so one can stand Rish Sayochi and drink from a pail of water in the Karmel, Maile Yeseifa, Afur Komu and Ame Shori Bagdriyode, So here it only says be safe.
because of the Kovet Kisvei HaKedesh. But let's say if it's another object, not Kisvei HaKedesh, then he's Oseh, even in the case Agdei had not been Yodei, even if he didn't have in his hand one end of the scroll, so it would only be, and he would pull it back, so it would only be Iver and Yisrael Rabbanon. So now that he has Agdei B'Yodei, so why should it be Gezer? Or to Ein Agdei B'Yodei, so it's Gezer according to Rabbanon. ויש למה, ויש לו איתו, מה יעשה אף כל מיני נמי שלו בעד ביודי, כי אם דאפר אין ביד ביודי, הוא עושה רבו את רבונון. So, בעד ביודי, we shouldn't be gay there, also אין עד ביודי, because even by אין עד ביודי, it would only involve in Israel, ויש לו הוא כמלו בסקיפ את קרמולס, כי הוא מוסיק הבאי ופרד בסדר. ויש למה, ולא קצפר להשפיר את אף קצפר, אם אין עגוד את ביודי, עושה. להפוק רב שמעון דאמר רוסו, כל דבר שהוא משום שבוס, אינני בפני כסרי הקדש. אינני כסרי הקדש. So, תסס says, אין לך נעמי. But from תסס לושניץ משמע, אין לך נעמי העולי בדרובי. So, even if it's not a safer, another object. מה שאין כן, העולי בדרבייה, so only safer is מותר. But, because of כל כסרי הקדש. So, נעשה לך חומים, did not enact. One the rabbon on top of another rabbon. Mashenken, if it's not a sefer, another object, so then when there is no union of Kovet Kisvei HaKedesh, so then it would be oser according to Abaye. However, the Rashbam, the Chedushim, he says it even according to Abaye. Now, Tesis, you understand? Because according to Rove, we are not Gezer Gzera, even by Shabbos. But, one the Rabbonim because of another, because it, we're not days here because of the Rabbonim, but according to Abaye we are days. So why does the Rashba say that even it's mashma? He doesn't say it explicitly, but it's mashma from Lashon Rashba. So why does he say that even according to Abaye so lav davke sefer? So we have to say that even Abaye is not Gezer, you see. After all, there is a cloud. So how is it Abaye is Gezer? So the answer is, by Shabbos, the Chachomim are Gezer even on account of the Rabbonim. Even on account of the Rabbonim, they are Gezer. As Rishenim call it, Kule Chod Gezer. In other words, the Chachomim, when the Chachomim answered the Tzoye B'Karmeles, they also answered that one should not stand in the Rishus Ayochi and drink in the commons. But it doesn't mean that all the time we are Gezer. After all, there is a general rule of Gzeir L'Gzeir L'Avinon. But according to Abaye, by Shabbos, we are Gezer. So sometimes the Chachomim are Gezer and sometimes not. So I suppose that over there, it's more likely that as a result of him standing in Rishus HaYochi and the pail of water, so being in the Carmelis, so he cannot drink with these if he has to bend down with his head, you know, into the pail of water and drink. So Mimele, because of the slight hardship that is involved in drinking that way, and of course it would be much more convenient for him to pull the pail of water towards him. So Mimele Abaye holds that we have to be Gezer, even because of the Rabbanon. Masha'im came in this case, it's not so likely that he'll be able to say Rabbanon if we allow him to pull back when it's Agdei B'Yodei. So Mimele, even Abaye is made that we are not Gezer, Mishum Gezer. Now, the case of Mishupe, Merid Ayre, Keshe Rabbim, Mikatrol, Davos Yisra Rabbim, so we mentioned last time that is a Machlekes, the Ramban is Chelik on Tezus. Eges av gabe mayim wa ba hayna lechos. Vi av gab de amrin und kamel mo mitzie. Svein mi nach neiche. U mayu de kamam tavo. Tetz li gabe khotz am lechos likon. Ve iz aloche de tip do khotz a khatsir shvot am skinale. Or what is khotz mean? Khotz doesn't mean dafke ya. It can be an immovable khotz and the immovable khotz. Any property that belongs to a person is the khotz. Whether it's the pocketbook, so if the husband drops, let's say, the get in the pocketbook of his wife, So it's considered as if he put the get in the hand of his wife, because the pocketbook is the chotzer. So chotzer b'tam yad is raboy. So anything that belongs, the belongings of a person, are called chotzer. So there is a aloche that chotzer ma'aleches is loikon. Chotzer ma'aleches loikon. In other words, if, let's say, suppose he wrote a get, the husband executed a get, and then he put the get on the eved of the isha. Now if the eved is not asleep and he's not bound, he's not kofus, he's not yoshin, so memele the isha is not migoreshes. Why? Because the eved is a chotam aleches. So then the gemara has the kashe that why do we say that if let's say the kinyan takes place, let's say he throws the get or any other kinyan, doesn't make any difference in the svino, so then there is a kinyan chotza. So the gemara gives a teretz, no, svino is not mitansirat maleches, because the svino is stationary by itself, it's only the water pushes it. In other words, what is considered mahalich, like a living thing, whether it's a person or a balchai, an eved or a balchai, so he is able to move from within. I mean, the force is from within. It doesn't require an external force to push it. So there is an internal force that enables a person or a balchai to move. That's called maleches. Masheikin is svino, a train or an aeroplane, it doesn't make any difference. We have to resort to an external force that pushes it. So it's not, so the thing itself, the svino, the train, the car, I mean the plane, is considered stationary, but something else pushes. So anything can be pushed by external force. So a book can also, if you push it, you apply a certain force against it, so it'll move. And the same thing is true of a train, of a plane, of a boat, anything. So this is what Gemara says. Svino meyach naiche umayu dikomamtelo. So that means that a svino is considered stationary, it's not considered moving. So why do we say that egi saldabi mai lav hainan chose? Why? Because the egi floats on the water, but there is no internal force that makes it move. It's the external force, the waves of the water, that make it move. So, but the egg itself is stationary. Is stationary. So it should be considered. No, that is no kash at all. But let's see what Teisa says. So Teisa says, "Ligabi kinyan shan, the loyik vechotam aleches, the chotza yalfino miyad, viyad nami iu di komaz getuse, vi komamtelo." So he says, "That's ligabi kinyan." So chotzer is kene because chotzer mitam yad is rabot, because the property of a person, the belongings of a person, are identified with the person himself. It's like an extension. It's of the person himself. So it has to be dumi yad, and yad is not mehalech. Why isn't yad mehalech? So Teisa says, "V'yad nami iudiko mazke tuse, v'komamtelo." In other words, what do you mean iudiko mazke tuse? In other words, the person moves, and the person moves the hand. Avohoche mevishke alfinolo, v'shom lohoyo mistome el gidera shematznim chafeitzim, niyodo, uboye egiz v'chli uplitzof al gabimayim, inu derech kach latzliya chafeitzim eloi. Apo gav, divadai lafkinu naodomi, the latim un adam di kanu lo rokhov kmal adam u verish pel bas re mash manam dim ne sin al adam ki shu malich du vi khosh van och du khosh van och di kol ma mani khyolel ki shi mahel khasl dab me khamel vi ne kol menu ki shi medes va mun name va mitia hoy ti die ki shi yoshte ich si es vi kosvon ki shi mahel khaye si fosom zu an khosom mash me daf kin kosvon shi ni kham mo kim shi shavu sham leivam avo di shof akhli ti akhe lo yoshi va noche ki mi shu mahel. So what is it to say that we got the king of hotel is different? Why is king of hotel is different? So they always say that where it doesn't move by itself, but due to an external force that is exerted upon it, that is applied upon it, then it's not considered malachis. Why? Because and every yad does not move by itself. It moves because the person moves. So it seems that Rabbi Kivei Ge'er understood the taste as kipshute. And kipshute, without the kashas, it's very strange. In other words, the taste is saying that the reason as to why Rikabe Maleches, so as long as a thing does not move from within, from an internal force, but it moves because of an external force that is applied on it, so it's not considered mehalech. It's not considered mehalech. Why? Because yad too does not move from internal force. The yad moves because the person moves it. I mean, that's very strange. What do you mean the person moves it? What do you call the person and what do you call the yad? In other words, the feet move it. Just because he walks on his feet, he could walk on his hands too. I mean, if he decides to do that way. So, in other words, so when the person moves, if a person is a mehalich, so that means, and the person is mehalich because of a force from within, not because of an external force that is applied upon it. So it's not just the feet that walk, it's the whole group. But I'm glad, yeah, as the kash. Tmurab, hobinaisin gedvi yadavdo, amrin on the have chotzem alechas, wa have dum yediyod. So in other words, so Tesis is saying that Yad is not Mehalech because the Yad doesn't move. The feet move. And the feet, they carry along, they push the Yad. So Mehmele says, so in the case of Nesin Gedri Yadavdo, so then the Gemara says that she's not Migrashes because the Eved is in Mehalech. So then the Gemara should say, according to Tesis, only if he puts the Get on the foot of the Eved. But if he puts the get on the hand of the Eved, and the hand by itself is stationary, only the goof carries him, pushes him. So Mamele, then she shouldn't be gracious. And the Gemara says, Nisim Gedri Yadavdi, that's the usual case when you give a get to an Eved. You don't put it on his feet, you put it on in his hands. So Rabbi Kveiger says, no, so the pshat is not like this. In other words, not that the hand, that the reason is why chotzer maleches is loikone, because chotzer is, we learn how chotzer from yad, and yad is stationary. Yad is stationary, the goof carries it, the goof pushes it, which pushes it. No, he says, Enochaname. That Yad is always Mehalich. Yad is always Mehalich. But the Yad is Mehalich, but it never is Mehalich away from the Bairim of the Yad. The Yad is Mehalich, but it's never Mehalich from the Bairim of the Yad. So in other words, when do we say Chotzem Aleches is not Koneh, if let's say you put a get in the hand on the Eved of the Yishu, or on the Balchai of the Yishu, the Behemah of the Yishu. So then, it's Mehalech. Why? Because the Behemah or the Eved is able to move away from the Bairim of the Yad, from the Bairim of the Chotzer, from the Yishu. Mashein Ken Yad, through the Yad moves. But whenever he moves with together with the group. It never moves away from the group. So Mimele, it's not Chatzir Malachis. I think that this is the Pshat, this is what Tesis meant. The same Lomdes that Rabbi Kveiger says, this is what Tesis meant. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. I mean, Tesis should say such a thing. I mean, it would be untrue. I mean, what is it? The Yad is stationary and what? The feet carry it. When a person walks, so it's not just the feet walk, the person walks. Whether he walks on his feet or walks on his hand, so the whole person walks. So this is what Jesus says: "Dush ki in shane, do ikra chotzem aleches, the chotzem yalpine miyad, viyad name, iu di komaz getuse vi komamtelo,
In other words, it always goes, it walks together with the bottom of the ark. It never walks away from it. From the violin. Of course it walks. Whenever the violin walks, so the hand is within. I mean, the whole group is within. It's an identity. It's a plain identity. This is what Tesis means. Tesis means what Rav Dreyer says. But Rav Dreyer understood Tesis in another sense. Tesis means, no, because the yad doesn't walk. The feet walk. And the feet carry along the yad. Well, that wouldn't make sense. That wouldn't be reasonable. Wouldn't be true. I mean, it's not that the feet walk and the whole person walks. All right. So in other words, this is what Tesis is saying. This is what Tesis is saying. You know, there is a sefer. It's called There Is a Sefer. That it was written in the time of the Goen. In the time of the Goen, the name of the author is not known. Some said that the Goen wrote it, but it's not true. It's historically not true. The Goen didn't write it. It's called Sefer HaBris. And that Sefer HaBris contains all the Sheva Chochmas. I mean, those days, I mean, of the science as it was developed in those days. It was written in the time of the Goen. So he mentions the Copernican and Galilean concept that the earth revolves around the sun. Not that the sun revolves around the earth. Actually, it's Isaiah in Parsha Vayikra. Galilei was burned, you know, he was executed for that. And Copernicus too, I mean, he was executed because they considered it, the church considered it as heresy. It's repugnant. They thought that it's repugnant to scripture because it's written Shemesh between day. So there's Vizor HaShemesh, Ubo HaShemesh. So that means that it's not that the earth revolves around the sun, but the sun revolves around the earth. All right, the church knew very little what scripture says. So they executed both Galilei and Copernicus. So the Sefer HaBris mentions the Galilean theory. And this, the Zeyar and Parsha Vayikra says that the earth revolves around the sun. As a matter of fact, I mean, there were many Greek philosophers who entertained the same view. Protagoras said that the earth revolves around the sun. And then it was changed by the later Greek philosophers. So the Zeyar Parsha Vayikra says that the earth revolves around the sun, and the Balamoya in his Asoges and the Rif and the Sugi of Chavdalet Cholim Michsesare, so he also says that the earth revolves around the sun. Of course, the Rambam says in Kiddush HaChidush that the sun revolves around the earth. So the Sefer HaBris mentions the Galilean and Copernican concept that the earth revolves around the sun. Revolves around the sun, and then he says something something funny. So you see, he refutes it. He says, how could the earth revolve around the sun? You see that it's not true. Sometimes you throw off the head of a certain person, and he has the head, he doesn't lose the head. So it's a riot that the earth doesn't move. The earth is stands in one place. But what's the answer to this kashe? I mean, the Sefer HaBris asks, because true that the earth revolves around the sun, but the person revolves with it. So it's never the person, whichever person is stationed in a certain place on the earth. So as the earth moves, so it moves with everything on it. Now, so one second, let me finish. So you couldn't reject, you know, the Copernican concept on the basis of Chotam Aleches, because you could say, if the earth revolves around the sun, so every Chotam is a Chotam Aleches, you could ask the Kasha. So every Chotam moves. The answer is, because there, Chotam Aleches means if the Chotam moves away from the Bailim. But if the Chotam moves together with the Bailim, it's not Chotam Aleches. And this is what Rabbi Greger says. This is what Rabbi Greger says. And this is what Tesis means. When Tesis says, Yad Name, you become asked to say, Vikom Amtelo. In other words, it moves together with the Bailim. True, the Yad moves when the person walks. So the feet walk and there is, I mean, his own goof. and the head walks, and the hands walk, everything walks. So, but the yad, who is the bialim of the yad? The person. So it never moves away from the bialim. Maleches means like an eved of the isha. So he is able to move away, to walk away from the isha, from the bialim. So mele, so it's no raya from the aloha of Chatzah Maleches that Copernicus was wrong. Because even if the earth revolves around the sun, so mele, but it's still not called Chatzah Maleches, because when any yard, any chotzer moves, it moves together with the bialim. So I don't want to discuss that now. The yad nami yid komad getuse and komamtelo. Avol hochem and mishka yalfino. Vishom lo hoyo mistom el kedera shematznim hafeitzim neyodom. So he says, so this is what, so mamele, in other words, Rabbi Kriya's kashi, it's not really a teretz on Rabbi Kriya's kashi, because Rabbi Kriya is saying this londes. But I'm only saying the tesis means the same thing. Avol hochem, mi mishka yalfino. Vishom lo hoyo mistom el kedera shematznim hafeitzim neyodom. So here Tesis mentions another Chiddush. He says that in regard to Hanoche, so Hanoche does not depend upon the question as to whether it's Noch, whether it's in a state of rest or in a state of motion. But Hanoche means if it's its natural position. If it is its natural position. So he says, so the Dabaye of Eges Bechli Uklitzof al Gabimayim. So it's derech kach la'atzniach hafeitzim aloy. So what is that? It's shaili mitzies, whether people are accustomed to be matzniach hafeitzim that way or not. So let's find out the mitzies. So you have to take a statistic, whether it's the derech of people, is the derech of people to be matzniach against him in a kli that is placed on what? So it's not shaili mitzies. Some people, so the mitzvah is that many times today we cannot see it, because today we have refrigeration, we have refrigerators, so we have other ways of maintaining freshness. And then today, who lives by the water? No one lives by the water. And even those who live near the water, they still don't live near the water. So, but let's say in the ancient times when people lived by the water, and they did not have, you know, refrigeration to preserve freshness. So many times, in order to preserve the freshness of a pere, of a food, with eggies, doesn't mean dafke eggies. It's all right, eggies dafke, I mean, can maintain a certain freshness, but it's peres in general. So in order to maintain a modicum of freshness in the peres, so they were accustomed to put, let's say, peres, whether it's apples or agazim or whatever it is, so in the kele, and to put the kele in the water, that would maintain a modicum of freshness. So, but not all the people did it. So mele, so Tesis Chiddush is that if something is, when we say that yes, it has to be noch, so it doesn't mean it has to be at perfect rest. It doesn't have to be at perfect rest. But it means it must be placed in its natural position. It must be placed in its natural position. And because of that, you see that one Loshin Demiri is that even Mayim Hanikrin al Gabikarke, so it's Hainan Achos. Where it's visibly moving, when the water is visible. Alright, so one Loshin Demiri is no, that it has to be at perfect rest. And oh, when we say that Mayim Hainan Achoson, only if it's Niguma. So even though, according to science, so even the Mayim Niguma is also moving, but that motion is not visible to the eye. So it's not considered Al Pedin as not Noch. But if it is Mayim Hanikrin Al Gabi Karka, when it is visibly moving, when it's visibly flowing water, we call, still water, we distinguish. I mean, every person knows there are two kinds of water. Still water and flowing water. Actually, it's not accurate, because there is no still water. Every water, there is a process of waves in every water. Even the Mayim Shebi Gumo, and even if the Gumo is a very small Gumo. So there is still motion, there is still movement. But that is not visible to the eye, so it's not considered as moving. But if it is Mayma Nigala Vikalka, when it's visibly flowing and moving, so in the Hanami it's not Anoche. But the other Loshin holds no. Why? Because flowing water, that's the natural state of water. It's the natural state of water. And on the contrary, the more flowing it is, it's more, the more in consonance with its natural position it is. So Mele, it's considered Anoche. So Tesa says, now Egis Bechli, Kuitzof Al Gabi Mayim. Egis Bechli, Kuitzof Al Gabi Mayim. So the Dabai is, when we derech kach latmir ha-beitim olot. So it's not a Shara Mitzias. The Chachomim didn't know the Mitzias. The Chachomim knew the Mitzias very well. And the Mitzias was, there were many people who in order to maintain a modicum of freshness in Peres, they used to put the Peres in the Kele and put and place the Kele on the water. And many other people didn't do it. Didn't resort to this. So the question is it considered a natural state or it's not? Or it's not considered a natural state. Now, it is possible that Tesis applies the concept of Kiderech Shematzlin Chabet in the Odom Uboy Egis Bechli Uklitzof Al Gabimayim Imuderech Kach Latzliya Chabet in Uloi only to the case where in a certain extent, in a certain relative way, it is addressed, mamish. But, relative to one thing, to one medium, it's not the dress. Let's say, egg is bechli. So we saw that the Shiras HaRambam is, why is there one alternative in the Gemore that it's not anoche? Because of Dalet al Dalet. Because of the requirement of the tangible mocking of Dalet al Dalet. So in other words, we explained that according to the Rambam, so as long as relative to the Kele it is in a state of rest, it is mamish in a state of rest, relative to the Kele. But relative to the Mayim, it is in a state of rest, in a state of rest. I mean, but relative to the Kele, it's not in a state of rest. So since relative to one thing, it is in a state of rest, so it's considered not. Even though relative to the Kele, yeah, I mean relative to the water on which the Kele floats, it's not in a state of rest. So it is considered to be Noch. So it's considered to be Noch. But the Shaili is, maybe since, even though it's placed in the Kele, the test Dalet al Dalet, but the Kele is placed on water, and the water is like Avir, it's a liquid, it's not a tangible place. So maybe it's not considered Noch on a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. That's the way. But the Shaili is not whether it's Noch or not. Why not? Because relative to one thing, it is not. So the mainly when things they say, Vishon lohoi alak dera uboi eves nechli uklitzof al gabimayim imudera kach vatzliya chafeitzim lohoi. So the shayla is because relative to the kele, so it is not because it is placed in the same position to all the time, it is in the same position all the time. But the Kele moves. So on account of the movement of the Kele, so relative to the Mayim, it's not Noch. So there's the Shaile. Since relative to the Kele itself, it is Mamish. But it's not Mamish Noch relative to the water, to the river. It's not Mamish Noch. So maybe in view of the fact that this is in consonance with the natural position, so the fact that relative to the Kele it's Noch, it's considered Noch. Masha'inkein in the case where it's not even relative to one thing, it's not Noch. So then even if it is in consonance, even if it is in consonance to the natural position, so it's not considered Noch. In other words, it could be that Tesis, we don't have to say that Tesis agrees with the second Lashon Nemiri. Tesis could agree with the first Lashon Nemiri too. That when we say that Bamayim is Hainan Achoson only when the Mayim is Neguma, so then it's not moving at all. And the fact that according to science there is motion, but that's not visible motion, so that's not considered motion. But if the Mayim is Nigirin al Gabikarake, where it's visibly moving, flowing, then it's not noth. Over there, it's certainly in consonance with the natural state. So Tesis could agree with that portion in the mirror too. But over there, so it's not mamish noch in any sense. Relative to nothing, it's noch. Masha'ikin in this case, where it's ekes b'kli tzlovog ha'bemayim. So relative to one medium, it is noch. But relative to the river, it's not noch. So mimele, if it is in consonance with the natural state, so then it's considered noch.
Rabbi Yechon ben Uri omar, שני מיד נוקה תבול יאים בנוקה צ'ייני משמע לשם החושב משקה לשני אחר מטעם המשקה להסתילו וכן משמע לטעם לפסוחים משמע כושם מנוחס פירש לשום בפסוחים in other words because there is a loch that that's one of the chas dobal that the chachomim more gazer that that mashke so if let's say something that is tummy comes in contact with the mashke where it comes comes in contact with the mashke so even if the if let's say suppose a shenely tumor in tumor there is you have a shlishely tumor so if let's say a meichel that is a shenely tumor would come in contact would touch another eichel so that other eichel become a shlish but suppose a meichel that is shenely tumor would come in contact with a mashke with water let's say or yayin or any mashke so then that mashke would become a vision. The mitame is a sheni, and the nitmo is a vision. Why? So that's one of the takonis of Yechez Dovo. So in other words, so but only Tvulyeim is an exception. Because Tvulyeim has the same potential as a sheni tume. So when a Tvulyeim touches something, so it becomes a shlishi. So even if the Tvulyeim touches a mashke, it doesn't become a vision, but it becomes a shlishi. All right. Now the Gemara. Omar Rabobin, Omar Rabeloi, Omar Rabeichne. Hoyo toon eichlenu mashkin, v'nichnas v'yeitzik la'yin kulei, e'inechayev v'cheyamet. So if someone is loaded with eichlenu mashkin, and v'nichnas v'yeitzik la'yin kulei, so he's not chayev until he stops. Omar Rabayev, v'ushom adlofu. So even if he stops, he's only chayev if he stops for the purpose of resting. But suppose he stops, let's say, he loaded himself with a lot of baggage on his shoulders, and then he walked out from the Rishus HaYochid, and he walked to the Rishus HaRabi, he has a certain destination. And then he stopped many times in order to fix the baggage on his shoulder. So he's not chayev. Why? Because since the stopping was not for the purpose of resting up, but for the purpose of fixing the baggage in order to proceed with the walk, so maybe it's not considered anochel, it's not mevatel, and it's not considered anochel, so maybe it's not high. So who shall madlofush? Mimai midom amar tir baladames or madlofush pota. Likatev chayev, chusl dal dames omad lofush chayev, likatev poter, maika mashkelon, shaloi hoiso akirom shoroshenu likach. So in other words, if someone is mavad dal dames b'shus harabim, so if he stops lofush after two ames, and then he walks another two ames, so he's poter. Because when he stopped lofush after two ames, so the first akire, the original akire was bottle. Now it's a new akire. And after the new akire, there was only